Good morning. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, live from the National Hurricane Center with our 8 a.m. Eastern Time update, 7 a.m. Central, on Tropical Storm Isaac. Isaac is still just below hurricane strength with a central pressure of 976 millibars, a very low pressure. With the satellite signature that we're seeing, the increase of thunderstorms near the center, it appears really to be right on the verge of becoming a hurricane. Right now, as our 8 a.m. advisory, still carrying winds of maximum at 70 miles per hour, 105 miles south-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River, moving off to the northwest. It's slowing down, though, and it's going to be moving very slowly over the north central Gulf Coast here over the next couple of days. Even as the center of circulation comes inland, that is not the end of the event. In fact, for many people, it's going to be just the beginning, because it's going to be perhaps a couple of days of rainfall in some locations, where rainfall totals could, in isolated spots, reach as high as 20 inches. So near the coast and inland, as this eventually moves northward over inland areas of the Gulf Coast states, that is going to be a flood event for many, many people far from the coast, so not just a coastal event. Let's take a look at the forecast path, and this is showing the center of circulation on our cone. If you can't see it, does it look in audio only? We're showing a very slow motion of the center of circulation over southern Mississippi and Louisiana over the next couple of days. That slow motion, combined with the large size, is what's going to rack up the rainfall totals, and a large system like this far more capable of producing significant storm surge on the coastal areas of Mississippi and southeastern Louisiana. We could see storm surge of 6 to 12 feet above ground level. That is why some folks have been told to evacuate. Conditions going downhill this morning on the coast, and as the day goes on, will get worse and worse. Hurricane warnings remain in effect from the Alabama-Florida border eastward across Alabama, Mississippi, southeastern Louisiana, all the way to Morgan City. That includes the greater New Orleans area and Lake Pontchartrain. There are hurricane watches west of there to Intracoastal City, with a tropical storm warning there that goes farther west along the Louisiana coast, and a tropical storm watch extending into extreme eastern Texas coastline. Also, tropical storm warning still in effect for the Florida Panhandle. So again, on the satellite, what we look at is an increase in the thunderstorm activity. Air Force reconnaissance plane still investigating it. Data will be coming in all day today, and we will make it a hurricane if and when the data from the winds show that it is. But we are, in any event, forecasting hurricane landfall of the center of circulation perhaps sometime tonight, and then moving very, very slowly and gradually weakening as it moves inland. In our forecast, we show it reaching Category 1, always possible that it could be a little stronger or weaker than we're forecasting, but eventually it will weaken as a tropical storm over Louisiana, Mississippi, and then move farther north. Looking down the road, we could see some significant river flooding in many parts of the southeastern, south-central U.S., and then as this system even moves inland, no longer a tropical storm, could carry moisture well into the Midwest. So many days ahead of Isaac, affecting a lot of people. Another update in an hour, live from the National Hurricane Center. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.